Episode 528, Your Endless Blessings.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies, women of impact. How are you? Oh my goodness, I just want to give you a big, huge squeeze. Today is your day. It's Inspiration Day. You have this passion within you, this dream, this desire, and your veins should just be filling up with this beautiful blood of purpose, knowing that today is it. I'm going to do everything I need to do to get to the next step. It's not about how many steps I have to do. It's just going to the next step. That gets you that much closer. When you feel down and out, you know what? You know where to turn to. CreateYourNow.com right here on our episode. It is Inspiration Motivation Day. And today you are inspiring me. You are an endless blessing to me. And today that's what we're inspiring you to be. Your endless blessings, searching for them, wondering where they are. But before we do, we have to give a huge shout out and extend our love for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now. Welcome to this incredible family. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I pray your heart is pumping with joy right now. I pray that you are being motivated and pushed forward and harder, knowing that, yes, you have something within you that nobody else carries, and it's today. Today matters. That next step that matters. You are an endless blessing. So let's make it a blessing today. When you surround yourself in the company of naysayers and pessimists, our attitudes gravitate towards negativity and cynicism. That's not you today. You are going to celebrate the celebration of your endless blessings. Think back to how you started your morning. Do you like how you felt? Or maybe you're just listening now and you're just on your first cup of coffee and you're like, I'm not sure I'm even awake, Christiane, and you are so full of energy right now. Maybe I need to have another cup before I listen to you. So how did you feel this morning when you woke up? Or were you maybe wishing for a do-over before you even had 1 hour into your day? Well, guess what? That's a blessing. You're like, what? How can that be a blessing if I'm not feeling real great? You are alive and able to make a switch in your morning attitude. Just because you don't feel like it today, just because you have this thing of, oh man, why did I stay up till 1 o'clock to watch that crazy movie that I saw? And I stood there with toothpicks in my eyes as I laid there in bed, head on the pillow, knowing that I needed to go to sleep. And all I did was eyes glued to the tube. Dun, 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 dun. And now you're paying for it. But guess what? It's a blessing. Why? Because you're alive. You were able to make a switch in your morning attitude. But what do? You talk about all the reasons why you started your day off like this. Why it's going to be a bad day. Excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. What is holding you back from doing what you need to do today? What do you need to do to inspire that blood to flow faster through those veins of yours, allowing you to sit here and be on fire for your own passion that's in within you? These aren't excuses. These are blessings, your endless blessings. What does your day look like so far? Have you taken out your calendar yet? Maybe you're afraid to. You're like, that to-do list has been there for like the last 3 weeks. And if I look at it, I'm going to be consumed by it. Oh, no, 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 no. No, you're not. So what does it look like? Are you rolling your eyes, hoping the ink will fade away so you don't have to get caught up in the mess? Those 3 weeks worth of to-do lists, they are hard, but they are not what you're going to gravitate towards. You're not going to fall into that negativity. Or maybe you can instead see your day, your schedule, as opportunities to impact, to change the world. Going to the grocery store is definitely not my favorite thing to do. Now, as much as I enjoy food, as much as I enjoy cooking, you still have to go and buy the food in order to do it. And it's somewhat an essential in living, right? We all have to eat at some point. I don't care if you're into detoxing or fasting, or maybe you don't eat a whole lot, or maybe you eat more like little bits at a time, it doesn't matter. We all need nutrition. And going to the grocery store is just not my fave thing. It's not something I'm like, woohoo, let's turn on the rock and roll music and I'm in and I'm all smiles about it. No. In fact, if I can send my older children, I try to let them go and do those quick runs for me. But when I have to do the major runs, it's all about mama at the helm and I got to go get it done. You see why? It takes time away from other things that I want to do that's more pressing to me. But you know what? I refuse to get all down and out, complain loudly as to how much I do not like going to the grocery store, which I just expressed to you. But instead, I see my grocery store as a way to run and make people happy. My grocery store run is a way to make people happy. How many people can I make their day? How many people can I share a compliment with? How many people can I give a smile to? How many people can I share an encouraging word? When I was at the grocery store today, even, I think I bought seriously 6 items. Go figure. But in a family of 7, we run out of things. And you can never run out of ketchup, at least not in this family, because, you know, the more sugared up, salty, red stuff that you put on something, the better everything tastes. Can you relate? Well, at least that's how my children see it. And I think I had literally about a tablespoon of ketchup left in the refrigerator. So if you're having hamburgers, you got to have ketchup. So I ran to the store and I got more than enough ketchup, like 70 some ounces worth of ketchup. So I'm good for a little while. At least the kids are, because I don't eat it. And as I'm in the grocery store, I'm like, I really don't want to be doing this. I really didn't. But I made a point that everybody I saw, I made eye-to-eye contact with. I gave him a big smile. And you know what? What was so awesome is you could see how uncomfortable they felt at first. And then as I continued to look at them and just smile and nod like, hey, how are you? Without even saying a word, they lit up. And I would go over to the next aisle or two, because remember, I had to pick up a couple things. And I would cross that person's path again. And I would just give another smile. And maybe this time I would share a sweet word of, hope your day's going well. And that was it. Oh my goodness. You would think that I was having a party and confetti was going everywhere because they were beaming. We don't take time to interact anymore. So something that's not really fun for me can actually be more of an opportunity to impact, to change the world, and endless blessing. So pause today. When you are swallowed up by the negativity and the down and out attitude, and just breathe. Just breathe for a moment. And with each breath that you take, count your endless blessings. Thank you for the blessings of teeth to eat, the bank to hold your hard-earned money. Thank you for the endless blessings of my children who push my patience with their energy. Yeah, we all know that one. The endless blessing of my puppy who keeps me company while I work. The endless blessing of my hubby who drives me crazy without making the decision of what he wants to eat for dinner. Your blessings are endless. Don't allow your day to fall into negativity to the naysayers. Don't throw those breadcrumbs to them. You are worth so much more. Everything you do, everything you touch, God wants to touch even more. If he wants to touch that, do you not see that he sees you as an endless blessing? That means you have endless blessings. No matter how big or how small, your endless blessings are infinite. So go out today, keep your eyes wide open and your heart looking up. Your endless blessings are right before you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.